The state of Mississippi is asking the Supreme Court to do more than uphold Mississippi's ban on abortions after 15 weeks. It's asking it to overturn a pair of landmark abortion rulings, Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood v. Casey. Mississippi Solicitor General Scott Stewart argued the case for the state.
We're running on 50 years of Roe. It is an egregiously wrong decision that has inflicted tremendous damage on our country and will continue to do so and take innumerable human lives unless and until this court overrules it. We ask the court to do so in this case and uphold the state's law.
At issue is a Mississippi law called HB 1510, the Gestational Age Act. It would ban abortions after 15 weeks, with no exception for rape or incest. It was blocked from taking effect by lower federal courts. Jackson Women's Health Organization, also known as the Pink House, is the last abortion clinic left in Mississippi. It sued to block the law and won, leading to the Supreme Court appeal. Julie Reckelman is litigation director at the Center for Reproductive Rights. She argued the case for the clinic.
Mississippi's ban on abortion 2 months before viability is flatly unconstitutional under decades of precedent. Mississippi asks the court to dismantle this precedent and allow states to force women to remain pregnant and give birth against their will. The court should refuse to do so.
She says eliminating or reducing the right to abortion would, in her words, propel women backwards. The Biden administration also weighed in at the hearing. Elizabeth Prelogar is U.S. Solicitor General. She says the effect of overturning Roe and Casey precedents, in legal terms, that's called stare decisis, would be severe and swift, noting that nearly half of all states have already enacted or prepared abortion bans.
If this court renounces the liberty interest recognized in Roe and reaffirmed in Casey, it would be an unprecedented contraction of individual rights and a stark departure from principles of stare decisis. The court has never revoked a right that is so fundamental to so many Americans and so central to their ability to participate fully and equally in society. The court should not overrule this central component of women's liberty.
The state of Mississippi says the issue of abortion should be left to the states, since the Constitution is neutral on the issue. Justice Brett Kavanaugh seemed receptive to that argument.
Why should this court be the arbiter rather than Congress, the state legislatures, state Supreme Courts, the people being able to resolve this? And there'll be different answers in Mississippi and New York, different answers in Alabama than California, because there are two different interests at stake, and the people in those states might value those interests somewhat differently.
Chief Justice John Roberts did not directly address overturning Roe, instead zooming in on the 15-day ban. He asked why 15 days would not be enough time.
It is the standard that the vast majority of other countries have. When you get to the viability standard, we share that standard with the People's Republic of China and North Korea. And I don't think you have to be in favor of looking to international law to set our constitutional standards to be concerned if those are your share that particular time period.
Reckelman corrected the facts, noting that the majority of countries with laws on the issue use viability, not 15 days. She said the ban would especially hurt certain women.
Mississippi's ban would particularly hurt women with a major health or life change during the course of a pregnancy, poor women who are twice as likely to be delayed in accessing care, and young people or those on contraception who take longer to recognize a pregnancy.
Other conservative justices, who make up a majority on the High Court, seemed more eager to overturn Roe. Justice Clarence Thomas asked Reckelman about the very basis for a right to abortion.
What constitutional right protects the right to abortion? Is it privacy? Is it autonomy? What would it be?
It's liberty, Your Honor. It's the textual protection in the 14th Amendment that a state can't deprive a person of liberty without due process of law.
The more liberal three justices seemed more reluctant to overturn the precedent on abortion. Justice Sonia Sotomayor worried about the effect on the Supreme Court.
Now, the sponsors of this bill, the House bill in Mississippi, said we're doing it because we have new justices. The newest ban that Mississippi has put in place, the six-week ban, the Senate sponsor said, we're doing it because we have new justices on the Supreme Court. will this institution survive the stench that this creates in the public perception that the Constitution and its reading are just political acts?
The court is expected to make its ruling by next summer. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.